Welcome to another episode of Looking Beyond the Louvre with Caleb, Ava,
Hi. And
Sierra.
Hey.
During this episode, we will be covering the Pyramid du Louvre and its modern contemporary beauty through simplistic style. The Louvre Pyramid was created with the intent of providing a unique and sophisticated entrance that draws attention to millions of people. Designed by Chinese-American architect I.M. Pei and commissioned under the command of French President François Mitterrand, the Pyramid du Louvre consists of over 650 glass panels and has a floor size of over 11,000 square feet. Currently owned and maintained by the French government, this entrance piece has no known value. The addition of this new entrance piece was because of the president's desire to add something new and inspiring to the Louvre Museum entrance, replacing parking lots with a new beautiful feature to help showcase the admirable nature of the museum.
Construction started in 1981. And the Louvre Pyramid was not open until 1989, nearly 200 years after the museum was first opened. The opening date fell on the bicentennial celebration of the French Revolution. It was intended by Pei to create a building that didn't take away from the Louvre itself, so the pyramid instead would complement the actual museum through its simple design. At the beginning, the design was not widely accepted by the public, as they thought it would take away the beauty from the French Renaissance architecture of the Louvre. It wasn't until years later that tourists started to appreciate the pyramid becoming its own attraction. Now more than 8 million people visit annually.
The addition of the glass pyramid is very effective in conducting large crowds in a more efficient way. There are now 5 entrances, with the pyramid being the main to distribute the crowds among the wings. After entering, you are greeted with an inverted glass pyramid to a large basin mezzanine. After entering the pyramid and heading downstairs, you can treat yourself to food or shopping. While it may seem all fun and beautiful, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the piece. Inspired by the Pyramid of Giza, this design created conflict between different points of view and opinions when surrounding the topics of religion and ethics. Now let's dive into some discussion regarding some deeper notes about this modern structure.
So what I think is really interesting, going further into discussion with the Louvre Pyramid, I think the connection to the pyramids of Egypt is really interesting, at least for me. I don't know about you guys. Just the connection of pharaohs being preserved in pyramids and all this art is being preserved in the museum. And this pyramid is the entrance to like what is showing you. Yeah.
Yeah. And also with the theme of simplicity through design, in Egypt,
it's very similar.
It is simplistic.
Yeah.
Like,
to the pyramids of Giza.
If you look at them, they are simplistic.
They're just stone.
Exactly.
And here, it's just glass. Like, I think.
And then with the Louvre, it's just contemporarily simplistic.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
And then there's also a lot of controversy behind it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really affect the beauty, but it also affects the
opinions towards it.
Like, especially for the French, they're very nationalistic with their beliefs on the Louvre.
Because
they brought in an American architect.
Yeah. They thought that was gonna ruin their reputation. It felt that they're gonna Vegas or maybe make it McDonald's,
like just take away from what the Louvre really is.
Yeah, but in my opinion, it made a statement about our international community.
Sure.
About globalism, about everybody coming together to create something beautiful that really brings attention to really the heart of France.
Sure.
I agree. I think it's important that with such like an important museum, like world renowned, like everybody from around the world goes to see it. Like, it's important to know that like there's representation there.
Exactly.
Because the art is not just from France, it's from around the world.
So why not you have what it's held in around the world?
Exactly. So bring attention to everyone. Everyone is being involved in it and feels connected to it in some way if you're exploring different cultures, different people to it.
Exactly. And there's also the religious standpoints, you know, the whole theory that there's 666 glass panels, the devil's number, the triangle shape of the Illuminati logo.
Yeah.
The church really isn't. It wasn't liking that.
But
they have to understand it might all be a coincidence.
Yeah, I honestly kind of think it's...
I honestly believe that it is a coincidence.
I think it's kind of hilarious.
Conspiracy,
It's just a
like
weird
thing.
Like
how people still think that we faked the moon landing.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's just some people are just worked up about it. Like, hey,
exactly.
Let's get other people worked up about it. So
yeah, this theory was actually brought up when Dan Brown's book came out, The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
The theory gained a lot of popularity because they were like, oh, Illuminati this, Scientology or scientific research versus the church.
Yeah, really kicked in.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just think it's so funny. Like, it's such like...
how literature can change something like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like a really good viewpoint on what our world is.
Because our churches, they're not all about shapes and simplicity. They're all very grand.
Yeah.
And then one last thing is how it changes the beauty of the museum itself, not just the pyramid, but the museum, because there used to be a parking lot there, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think it takes away. I think it adds, like, it's so much better than seeing traffic.
Exactly. Like I said earlier when we were talking, I would rather look at the pyramid than a bunch of Volkswagens or Volvos or, you know, Mercedes.
Yeah, no, it definitely adds, and it's so, like,
also,
recognizable.
Also, like, the noise population. Yeah, I would never recognize the Louvre if it wasn't for the pyramids.
Yeah, and I think that's super important to what the Louvre is.
Whether the theories of being involved with the Illuminati or taken away from the beauty of the museum itself, the Louvre Pyramid is always going to be a piece of controversy. We have explored many different theories and viewpoints, and though the pyramids were not at first accepted, they are now renowned and recognized throughout the world. All in all, we believe the addition of the Louvre Pyramid has added to the experience of the Louvre Museum.
It has become an iconic structure with photographs seen on postcards, coasters, and many other forms of merchandise. People post on Instagram and other social medias all about it. It's recognizable and gets out there. The simplicity of the pyramids makes it so much more intriguing to see the beauty of symmetry and glistening light of the glass between each panel. And when you look closely, you can catch the light off the golden chandelier hanging inside the pyramid. Throughout conflict and controversy, the simplistic Louvre Pyramid remains as a critical part of the success and beauty of the museum.